The study followed 158 children for 23 years. Medical College of Wisconsin Dr. Mary Ellen Fisher is the study's lead researcher. She says parents face a difficult decision when they consider giving a hyperactive child drugs like Ritalin, especially if they're worried it'll harm the child down the road.
We hope that this will help parents feel a little more comfortable, that this will remove one of their fears that using the stimulant medication could lead to later drug abuse, because we found absolutely no evidence that it does.
Fisher says researchers did find a small increased risk for trying cocaine once in treated children in high school. She says that could be explained by the increased contact with drug-using peers in school. The study is published in the journal Pediatrics. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.